Anchorage is about to have a simulated terrorist attack, and the Army, the Fire Department, and hundreds of specialists will be in the city to deal with it. It's the annual national training exercise of the Alliance of Hazardous Materials Professionals, who are having their convention in Anchorage. APRN's Steve Heimel dropped in.
There's about 500 of them here, meeting at the Hilton to talk about new equipment, techniques, and regulatory changes, but mostly to compare notes and stay sharp. One of their trainers is a former Alaska State Trooper named Steve Williams, now a consultant down in Oregon. He says for the last 10 years they've conducted a major hazardous materials response drill in whatever community they meet in. So down the hill at the railroad station, there's going to be a lot of action Wednesday as they simulate a terrorist toxic gas attack.
Terrorists have decided to intentionally release a chemical agent on the train, and we are going to use all available resources to do that drill. We will have law enforcement, fire, emergency medical, and hazmat from the Anchorage area. We'll also have the Army's civil support team. So this will be as real as it gets.
It has gotten pretty real here in Alaska in the past. In spring of 1986, an Alaska Railroad crew noticed a tank car leaking and they hauled it to a siding at Crown Point on the Kenai Peninsula. Nobody knew what the chemical was. The leak produced a fog that filled the valley from Crown Point to Moose Pass. There was no evacuation plan. It was a textbook example of how not to respond to a chemical spill. It would not happen that way today because the law was changed the next year. Not so much because of the Crown Point spill, but because of a horrific release at a Union Carbide chemical plant in Bhopal, India that killed at least 23,000 people, and then a very similar Union Carbide accident in Institute, West Virginia, where the wind ended up blowing the cloud away from the town instead of towards it.
It could have killed thousands of people, and that's when Congress came up with the Community Right to Know law, which required planning, training, and sharing of emergency capabilities between communities. It's now law. It came in the late 80s. It came in after the Crown Point incident.
Those toxic spills were really in the early years of chemical regulation. Federal laws dealing with toxic chemicals were established with the rise of environmental consciousness back in the early 1970s. Steve Williams says he got into the field himself back then because he realized how unprepared he was as a law enforcement officer to deal with a fatal ammonia release at an Anchorage fish processing plant. He also remembers being on the state trooper security detail and meeting President Richard Nixon as he passed through Alaska on his first trip to China.
I actually started in 1970. That's when President Nixon signed into law things like OSHA, EPA. You realize before that, it was just an industry practice thing. There was no legal requirements. So we're really only 40 years in to the technology and the regulations being mandatory.
The drill at the Alaska Railroad Depot will involve full response equipment, and the public and news media are encouraged to come and watch. Emergency preparedness has been on the minds of many in Anchorage after last week's windstorm and power outages. Williams encourages people to go to websites run by the Department of Homeland Security and the American Red Cross to find out more. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.